The Australian Tax Office is about to crack down on new players in the digital economy that don't meet their tax obligations. It's a broad digital brush, but the tax man is targeting the ride-sharing service Uber, which has become an increasingly popular competitor to normal taxis. The ATO says Uber is no different to traditional bricks-and-mortar businesses and has to pay tax and collect the 10% GST from its customers. The online accommodation service Airbnb has also been put on notice about its tax obligations. The ATO's Deputy Commissioner, James O'Halloran, spoke with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Today we've released the ATO view on the GST and income tax obligations that arise from such emerging technologies that are available from apps and websites. And I think the main point is that the current laws for GST and income tax equally apply regardless of the use of the technology.
Is there a perception that if you're a new digital player like Uber or Airbnb that somehow tax laws don't apply?
Look, I think the message from the ATO today is that, in fact, regardless of the technology, the current laws for both GST and income tax apply and people need to be aware of their obligations.
But there will be different treatment for Uber and Airbnb. Uber has to collect GST regardless of income, but an Airbnb operator only has to charge GST if income exceeds $75,000 a year. So why the different treatment?
Whilst I can't comment on individual companies or businesses, the taxi industry since the commencement of GST has always had a different rule under the GST Act, whereby the threshold was not a determinant of whether people needed to register for GST. So really, the taxi service industry, it's a level playing field issue that's equally applicable and has been since GST. And in relation to Airbnb and those types of operations, residential rent is not subject to GST, but as usual, people need to declare the income that they derive from such activities.
It is a complex picture, but Uber says the average driver only works around 20 hours a week and might only make $30,000 a year. So is Uber right to feel unfairly treated or confused in this ruling?
Well, as the tax office, we can only apply the law as it currently stands, and the level of income is not relevant for those providing taxi services, and has always been the case.
Both Uber and Airbnb are increasingly popular, but they have been around for a few years, so it has taken some time for the ATO to deliver this warning.
Well, some people might have that view, but we've been consulting with industry and various players in the industry for some months to make sure we understood the current situation, and that's why we've issued the two pieces of information today so that the general community can be aware of their obligations and make decisions now and into the future.
The digital boom has been disrupting traditional taxis and, of course, hotels, so the money has been going in a different direction. Does the ATO have any dollar figure on how much tax it might be missing?
Look, we don't. Our point from today was to alert those involved in these sort of activities to be aware. And with respect to the taxi services people involved, we've in fact given them till the 1st of August to register, recognising that there'll be some adjustments required.
So just to be clear, if you are an Airbnb operator, you might not necessarily be subject to collecting GST unless you make more than $75,000 a year.
Well, in fact, if it's residential rent, you're not subject to GST at all, as opposed to commercial rent, but certainly you do need to declare the income in your income tax returns.
After last week's budget, there could be benefits, though, for these type of business operators being officially registered, given the new concessions or tax breaks for small business?
Well, certainly any business, as announced in the budget, is able to avail themselves of the new announcement, subject to the normal rules of deductions.
There might be people listening to this who are in carpooling schemes or share the costs of using a vehicle. Should they be worried that the tax man or the tax woman is sharpening his or her pen?
No, look, the short answer is no. We don't consider carpooling and those types of situations as being caught under any of the current tax laws, but we do advise people to check our information that we've published today.
How long do these new digital players have to get their tax affairs in order?
Well, with respect to the taxi services that are provided, we've made it clear that up until the 1st of August, people should make necessary arrangements to get an ABN and register for GST. And as I say, with respect to the other activities outside of the taxi industry, that people really just are applying the current income tax law.
And what sort of penalties would apply if these new players like Uber don't register, as you've suggested?
Well, I think it's important to point out that the obligations on the so-called driver providing the services rather than any entity itself, and so the individual drivers, but certainly failure to lodge a BAS and so forth is a fine in the order of about $220. But our focus at the moment is on awareness, education and support.
Deputy Tax Commissioner James O'Halloran with our business editor Peter Ryan. And Peter Ryan also spoke to Uber's Director of Public Policy, Brad Kitschke.
We're extremely concerned and we're very disappointed. We think it's a very narrow ruling. It's a ruling that's based on an interpretation of the legislation as it was written in 1996. This is a ruling that hasn't taken into consideration the modernisation of point-to-point transport, and we're very disappointed in the way that the ATO have responded to this issue.
But isn't the ATO's point that what we used to call e-commerce is now part of bricks and mortar business? So why shouldn't the likes of Uber pay tax or collect GST?
We certainly don't think that Uber partners shouldn't be captured by the taxation system. Our main point is that Uber partners, like the hundreds of thousands of other small and micro businesses, should be subject to exactly the same rules and should be allowed the threshold. This particular ruling treats Uber partners differently than it would treat a person who delivered pizzas on demand. It treats Uber partners differently than a painter, than someone who's running a small online business or a cleaner or someone who's entering the workforce to create their own very small business.
Uber's Director of Public Policy, Brad Kitschke, with our business editor, Peter Ryan.